Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My delegation would like to take this opportunity to thank Mr. Usman Jadoon of Pakistan for his able stewardship during the meeting of experts on assistance, response, and preparedness. We were most satisfied with the direction of our discussions, and we also take note of the annex to the factual report presented in his personal capacity. Brazil aligns itself with the statement of the non-aligned movement delivered by the delegation of Azerbaijan. The Brazilian delegation statement in August during the MX4 addressed the plethora of initiatives carried out by the Brazilian government to improve its capacities in response and preparedness for cases of biological concern. Indeed, the past years have seen renewed efforts by different administrations in three main areas: the completion of an improved national response plan on public health emergencies, the development of operational emergency channels of communications among line agencies, health institutions, and law enforcement officers, and the refurbishing of our laboratory facilities, as well as our logistical capacities. The National Network of Early Warning and Response to Public Health Emergencies now encompasses 57 centers in all 27 Brazilian states, with specific plans for addressing epidemiological emergencies and selected biological incidents. Moreover, the Institutional Security Cabinet deepened its Pangaea program, a program aimed at perfecting the dialogue between the diverse national actors involved in either transporting, researching, or producing biological selected agents. In November 2020, Brazil will promote its first course on medical aspects in care and protection for chemical and/or biological incidents. Mr. Chairman, during our sessions, we have discussed the need to prepare for, respond to, and render assistance in cases of the possible hostile use of biological agents and toxins against agriculture, livestock, as well as the natural environment. It is with great satisfaction that we see this topic become a central item of MX4 agenda. Indeed, in the past, we have constantly heard warnings about the risks of the misuse of biotechnology, but seldom have we discussed the economic impacts it may have on the livelihoods of local populations. My delegation would like to stress once again the need for concrete measures to mitigate risks of bioterrorism against agriculture or the livestock. We maintain our beliefs that this is a matter of both economic and humanitarian concerns, one that should receive increasing attention from state parties. In this regard, we believe that assistance on risk mitigation in this topic should observe three key elements: information, time, and scope. Information is the tenet for appropriate response mechanisms. We endorse initiatives to foster permanent dialogue between the BWC, FAO, OIE, Interpol, and other relevant actors. Time is also of the essence. A quick response is paramount, not only to public health incidents, but also to the ones involving plants or livestock. Lastly, the main scope of assistance in this area should be building national capacity to address such incidents. National capacities are indispensable to properly contain infections, to promote sound assistance to local farmers, and to prevent the re-emergence of epidemics. We strongly believe that the improvement of national capacities through cooperation and concerted efforts means reinforcing international biosafety and biosecurity. Thank you.